This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at WorldSweeper.com, and I have on the phone with me Alan Haydorn. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Ranger. How you doing?
Doing fine. For those few of you out there that may not know, Alan is the editor of Pavement Magazine, and he's also a conference coordinator for the National Pavement Exposition that this particular interview is part of the foundation of the NPE 2009 coverage in Charlotte, and they also put on the National Pavement Exposition West each year, and that's toward the end of the year, National Pavement Exposition East, or the national bigger national show, is typically late January or in February of each year. So, Alan, I am interested, and I know everyone is interested, on your unique position and the take you have on what's going on these days. Why don't you take the ball and run with it here, and we'll figure out some questions to ask later on.
Well, we're pretty encouraged with the way 2009 is going to look. I know that 2008, for a lot of contractors, sweeping contractors and other contractors, was a little bit of a tough year with fuel price increases and trying to figure out how to deal with that. Hopefully, with the oil prices coming down as they have, we're not going to see a repeat of that in 2009. So we're cautiously optimistic about what the year ahead is going to be looking like.
Well, I think we'd all like to have a crystal ball about that one. That's for sure. What do you see in the contractors or the vendors that you have at NPE? What are you seeing in terms of the sweeping industry?
We've talked over the last year or so, and this is, you know, partly a result of the fuel increases, I think, last year. But we're hearing that a lot of the sweepers had to get pretty innovative in how they handled the cost increases that they had to deal with. And in conjunction with that, they were facing a lot of either cutbacks in sweeping frequencies or even just some contract renegotiation by some of their clients because they just didn't have the cash to hire the sweeper contractor for the accounts that they had. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. And, you know, that, again, we hope is part of 2008. You certainly have to get more innovative. And I think, you know, from your perspective, because unlike World Sweeper, that really just targets the sweeping industry, you cover the entire pavement maintenance industry, which includes sweeping. So what would your comments be to contractors from that perspective that are just sweeping contractors now? What do you see as opportunities or maybe the best opportunities to expand their businesses and be able to expand their bottom line?
Well, one of the things, and this is something that we've been talking about in the magazine and in various seminars at the trade show for quite a while, is that contractors really need to look at other ways that they can provide services and other services they can provide to their clients. And sweeping contractors, at least the way we look at it, are in a better situation than most contractors to do that because they have not only an established client base, which most contractors have, but they visit that client base on a regular basis. And, you know, there's quite a few contractors out there, sweeping contractors, who started in the business just doing parking lot sweeping, and now they offer really quite a variety of services, probably all the way up to, and in some cases, including paving, although most of them don't get into that size of work. But if you talk to the contractors, and I talked to quite a few of them at NPE while we were out there in Charlotte, there's a lot of them that are just looking for other things they can offer their clients since they're on the parking lot every day, every other day. They can see the potholes that need to be repaired. They can offer restripe services. There's just quite a few things that they can offer, and it's probably one of the things that I think a lot of sweeping contractors are at least considering or maybe at least should take a look at for the next couple of years.
Well, it's one of the things I think people don't think about sometimes is what their acquisition cost is for a current client, and especially in sweeping where, unlike a striping contract, you're going to go out, you're going to do your striping job, and then you're done for, you know, a year, two, three, or more until you have to come back, depending on the condition of the pavement and how long the striping lasts. But you know, a sweeping contractor, on the other hand, signs somebody up and then hopefully keeps them for years. I know a lot of contractors do. And so they maybe don't think as much about the acquisition cost, that they have for each new customer, which would tend to run 20% of a contract, probably, of a, you know, the short-term part of a contract.
Yeah, it's really much less expensive to generate additional business from an existing customer than it is to go out there and pound the pavement and do all the marketing and establish the relationship to bring in a new client. Not that I think anyone shouldn't be going after new clients. Obviously, you want to be doing that. But if you have an existing customer base out there and you are established with them, you have a good relationship with them, you know, there's really no reason that you shouldn't be trying to see what other services they need that you might be able to offer. And in a lot of cases, it's the barrier to entry to that kind of a service, for example, pavement marking, might not be, you know, that expensive. I mean, obviously, you have to learn how to do it, but the acquisition of one piece of equipment might open a whole new field for you. And in addition to that, if you don't want to add a specific service, you could always subcontract, establish a relationship with another contractor who offers that kind of work, and you can be the one who actually is the point of contact for the client, but you don't actually do the work yourself.
Right. There are a lot of those kind of structures out there. You can decide, you know, however you'd like to do it, build your business to a certain point, take it in-house. That's one of the, you talk about barrier to entry, and, you know, sweeping is a pretty high barrier because you have this expensive equipment to get, and certainly for things like pothole patching and striping and even seal coating, it's not anywhere near that expensive.
Contractors looking to get into the sweeping business, for example, they're acquisition cost for a sweeper is fairly significant, but the other way, it's just not the same the other way. A contractor can add a seal coating tank or a pavement marking piece of equipment or even an infrared machine, provide that service to his customers. So there's quite a bit of equipment out there that will enable a sweeping contractor to diversify if that's something that they're interested in, if they find that they want to get into some other aspect of paving and pavement maintenance other than sweeping.
Well, that seems like a natural lead-in to a brief commercial message. I can't imagine how on earth anybody would ever learn how to stripe, though. How would they do that or learn how to seal coat? Gee, they've never done it before.
Yeah, well, thanks for the opening. Obviously, National Pavement Expo and National Pavement Expo West, Pavement Magazine, and our website, which is forconstructionpros.com, provide quite a bit of information. I mean, some of the seminars at both of the trade shows are geared specifically toward people who want to take that step to get into a specific business, whether it's seal coating or pavement marking or infrared repair or sweeping for that matter. They're designed for entry-level stuff as well as for refresher courses for crew members and people who want to just see what's going on in the business as far as how to get something done that they might not have been thinking about. In fact, we get a lot of contractors, veteran contractors, who will go and take a basic seal coating class or a basic striping class, and what we hear from them afterwards is, yeah, you know, I know all that stuff, except I forgot that one thing, and I don't know why I stopped doing that. And, you know, those are real small pieces of information that they can take back and actually apply to their job on a regular basis. So there's quite a bit of information out there, whether it's through your website, Ranger, or the trade shows or the magazine. There's plenty of information available out there.
There sure is, and I'll interject my own opening introduction to advertisement message, which is that I hear the same thing with seasoned contractors. In fact, there have been several that I've even called that have ordered my Fundamentals of the Power Sweeping Business book. And, you know, I call them up before I send it to them. It's a $100 book, and I call and say, well, you know, you do get a 90-day guarantee with this thing, but come on, you've been in business for 20 years. Are you sure this is what you want? And invariably, you know, they say, yes, we thought about that, and we want to get back to the basics and remember what the basics were, because we do lose track of that as time goes on. And I think that's a valuable thing to remember for anybody listening to this, no matter what segment of the pavement industry you're in, whether it's sweeping or all aspects of pavement maintenance in addition to sweeping. Remember your basics. Remember the excitement you had when you first got started and what allowed you to grow to the place that you are today. And,
you know, that's really a great point, because what happens or has happened is that a lot of the people who started these businesses, whether it's sweeping or some other pavement maintenance business, they started it, you know, on a very small scale by themselves. They were the salesperson, the accountant, the person who did the sweeping, and now they're probably in an office somewhere, and so they aren't out there in touch on a day-to-day basis with what's going on behind the wheel. Sometimes these kind of classes can alert them to some of the things that either they wanted to be doing and know it's not getting done, or just a reminder that to check on something to make sure it is getting done out there.
Very good point. What else should we talk about? Have we covered it, or is there anything else that you'd like to get out to the sweeping community?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for coming out and doing the seminar at National Pavement Expo. We've been trying to get you out there for a couple of years, and it finally worked out all the way around. And, you know, we appreciated your insights in that the session on basically how to handle fuel cost increases. I didn't sit in on the session, but I heard that there was some pretty good information out there, and a lot of people seem to really appreciate that. So thanks a lot for coming out and doing that.
Well, you bet. Thanks. It's a great organization. It's very nice to be part of. As anyone listening to this knows, at the top of our NPE coverage, we thank you and all the other good folks at NPE for your support through the years. And it was fun giving the seminar, and I do believe there was a lot of good information that passed out, as there was in really all of the NPE seminars. People get a thick seminar book out of it, of each seminar they go to, and those are great reference books as time goes on, too.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. I think that is one of the value added that we offer at the program is not just the sessions themselves, but some take-home, direct take-home stuff. Looking ahead a little bit, one of the things that we hope to get more involved with is working with the North American Power Sweeping Association on selecting some of the topics that sweeping contractors, whether they're NAPSA members or not, might be interested in. Now that there's a new organization kind of managing that group, we're going to be trying to work closer with them and NAPSA's board primarily, I guess, with just getting some seminar ideas and some topic ideas, and possibly even convince a few of them to speak for us out there. So hopefully we'll have some more even more sweeper-focused topics in upcoming shows.
That's always a good, from the perspective of World Sweeper, that's always a great thing to be looking toward. Well, thank you very much. We've been talking with Alan Haydorn, and Alan is the editor of Pavement Magazine and is also the conference coordinator for the National Pavement Expo and National Pavement Expo West. You can find them at nationalpavementexpo.com, and there's also a comprehensive website that talks about all things pavement at four, that's F-O-R, not the number, but fourconstructionpros.com. Thanks again, Alan.
Thanks, Ranger. I enjoyed it. Appreciate it.